Blog Talk Radio.
Invite the presence of the Lord. We invite your presence in this place. We gather here today in your name. You are. the power, and the glory forever.
Amen, amen, hallelujah, hallelujah, amen and amen. So wonderful to see all of you here today in the middle of the day, ready, hallelujah, to pray in tongues and hear from the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's open up with a word of prayer. Father God, we bless your name. We honor you. We adore you, Lord God. You are the Holy One, the awesome One, the true and living One, the One who is and was and is to come. Hallelujah. The One who is looking for somebody to stand in the gap and make up the hedge that you would not destroy the land. Thank you, Lord God, that in us you have found your One. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. And we say, Lord God, move by your Spirit, have your way. Speak through us. Speak to us. Hallelujah. Intercede all over the world. And we give you praise and glory for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Those that are going to be praying in tongues today, and, well, you all know this, you have your time to pray in tongues. You watch your time. You jump in when you jump in and when it's your time. Praise God. And otherwise, your phone is on mute. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Unless you're praying in tongues. So I thank God they fixed Get 'Em Radio last week this time. It was not fixed. This time it is. We give God praise, and we thank God there will not be any technical difficulties in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. So those who are praying in tongues today, we're starting with Minister Elaine, and then Minister Rachel and family. And then we have a newbie for us today, and that's Minister Kamala. She's been on the broadcast, but I don't know that she's prayed in tongues before on this broadcast. And then we're closing with Minister Carey today. So pray in your time and then, jump in and jump out. Also, let's pray, keep Pastor Catherine in prayer. She's here with us today. But keep her in prayer. Some things have been going on. And just keep her in prayer. We love you, Pastor Catherine. Hallelujah. All right, Minister Elaine, you may begin.
Oria sandara hi kandoro ko hore ya baya sana. Ora maya sandara de yandoro ko hore maya seke. Iki andara no ko hore maya tandoro to ya sa. Iki andoro to na maya seke. Iki andoro no shoro maya sandara na ya tanomo ho. Oria sandara na maya tandoro ko hore maya se. Iki andoro no ko hore maya sandara hi andara ko ho. Oria tandoro ko hore ya baya sanare andoro to ko hore maya se. Iki andana na rada mo to ko hore maya ke andana na. Oria tandoro ko hore maya sanare ya ta. Iki andana na ko hore maya sanare ya ta ko hore maya se ke. Iki andana na no ko hore ya tandana na ya toro mo yo so. Oria sanare na no ko hore maya sanare na ya tandoro ko ho. Oria sandara na ya tono ma ya sandara ya ta no ko ho. Oria sheki andoro no no na ma ya sandara ya. Oria sandara ya so hor ya ta no ko ho ra ma ya seke. I anda no ro ko ho ra ma ya ta no ko ho ra ma ya ta. I andara na ya so ko ho ra ma ya siki andara na. Oria ta no ra ma ya so ko ho ra ma ya ke anda. I ando shohora maya seke. Iki andoro no shohore beki andoro toro maya sa. Oria tandaro ko horia maya so ko hora maya seke. Iki handarana no ko hora maya sandarana ya to no maya seke. Iki handarano do no ma ho so ko hora maya seke. Iki handarano no ko hora maya tandarano ko hora maya seke. Ora manana na mano ko hora maya sandarana ya. Ora maya sandarana maya sandarana ya to no maya so. Oria tanaro ko hora maya sanara ya tanaro ko hora maya seke. Iki andara nana ko hora ya tanara ya toro maya seke. Iki andoro no ko hora maya se. Iki andoro no sho hora maya sanara ya tanaro ko ho. Iki andana nana maya sanara ko hora maya tanaro ko ho. Oria sanara na ya tanana no na ya tanaro ko hora maya sanara iki andoro ko ho. Oria tanaro ko hora maya sandare ikai anana no ko ho. I ando sho hora maya tanare ya nana ko hora maya seke. Hike andara na ora ma so ko hora ya tanare ya ta. Oria sandara na ya toro ma yo so ko hora maya seke. Hike andara na ora ko hora maya seke. Ora maya sandara na ya tono ma yo so ko hora maya sana. Oria tanaro ko hora ya tanaro tora maya seke. Ia noro no soko hora maya sanara ria tanaro koho. Oria shanara na maya sanara ya noro do ya sanara na. Ora maya sanara na ya tana maya sokoro ya tana. Oria na noro koho hora maya seke. Ia nara na ya tanaro no hora maya sa ha ha. Ike andara na ora maya soko hora maya ta. Ike andoro to ora maya seke andara andara no ora maya so. Ora maya sanare ke ya na no toro maya sahiata. Ora maya sanara na ya toro maya seki andara na ya toro maya seke. Iki andoro no ora maya sa. Ora maya sanara ya tanara ko ora maya se. Iki andara na ya so ora maya sa. Iki andoro no ora maya sanara ya tanara ko ho. Ora maya sanara na ya tono maya sa. Ike andara na mo ora maya se. Ori anana na maya tanoro ko ora maya se ke. Ori anea noro ko ora maya sanara hi andoro no ya sanara maya se ke. Ike andoro no ora maya tari. Ike andoro no ya nana na mo doro maya sanara hi andoro no ora maya ke. Ike andoro noro noro ya nana ro na ya sa. Por la maya sanara ya na ya toro maya se. Ya no ro no ko hora maya se ke. Ya no ro no hora maya se ke. Ya no ro no hora maya sanara ya tando ro ko hora maya se ke. Ya no ro no hora maya sanan ya tando ko hora maya se ke. Ike ya no ro no hora maya sanara ko ho. Ora maya sanara na ya sanara ya no ro to hora maya se ke. Ora maya sa ya tana ro ko hora maya iki handoro no ora maya seke. O ya sana ra maya sana ra maya sana maya siki handoro no ko hora maya seke. O ya sana ra no ora maya na no no ko hora maya sa. Ora maya sana ra no ko hora maya seke. Ika na iki handoro maya seke. Iki handoro no ko hora maya seke. Iki andara na ya so. Iki ando ramaya sa. Iki ando roko ho ramaya se.
Ishi andara roo si vini masaya. Eta toro na mashame. Ika ta rohra basia. Ora basia. Ora basia. Ora basia. Eno mo shame he 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 ko ra basia. E nation of maya. Era rabasia tono no shante. Barakaroba hasia. Another roshami sikandere rohoya. Era rabashandere debasi tiara masaya. Etono namashandere dobosia taramashandea. Hare bobasia. Yes, Lord. Ikandareta todobashama hayetarese. Efrese. Utrese. 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 Amabashimea. Utarese, hoharabasia, utarese, 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 mababashanda to karabasia, atanantode de bashanda, Jesus is Lord. To the glory of God the Father. Nation of my Ababasia. Ikondete te da da bashan te te sia. Ikondete ramashamahaya. Ashina maya. Ishopere de sia. Ishantere de bossi kenda. Ishantere ro. Dita rabasia. Itono nahashama. Hayerabo hoshamitia. Ikonta to rabasha. Itono mashama. Ito terese. Ovarese. Isantanatada shanda. Itana masio. Dito kumnatetanato shama. Iandisia masaya. Nation of Maya. Ababasi toto. Don't mashan de sikanda. Hori aramasaya. Nation of Maya. Ikandi aramase. Rishanabo. Isantare rabashine. Okorabisi aramasaya. Ashana Maya. Nation of Maya.
Yanada shandis rabase. Ishandira Ravase, Ishandira Ravase, Ishandira Ravase, Yanera Ravase, Ishandira Ravase, Ishandira Ravase, Ishandira Ravase, Ishandira Ravase,
Ishandira Ravase, Ishandira Ravase, Ishandira Ravase, Ishandira Ravase, Ishandira Ravase,
Ishandira Ravase, Ishandira Ravase,
Ashana Bosia Masaya, Nation of Maya, Econ the Robosia to the Dabasan. Ishanda the Dobosi can be here. Itorobosham, Atarobosamasia, Nation of Maya, Ishanda the Rohoya. Ikatanobosama, the Torobosi Tinamosame. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Ishandara Rahoya. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Asha Tadabosia. Thank you, God. Thank you, Maya. Thank you, Father God. Asha Tadabosia. Ishina Maya. Ishina Thank you, Father God. Thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Eshanta todo masia, nation of mine. Ikatar rosame. Hallelujah, Eshanta mine. Ikandiaramase. Urabasia, urabasia. Arabashanda rohoya, nation of mine. Arabasia, urakabe basame. Thank you, Jesus. Sato no mashama.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Nation of Maya, we come to the Namaste. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God, Lord in heaven. You are holy. Ishandabose. Ishananamashandare dororhoya. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God. Bless your holy name. Hallelujah. Reshanabose. Ishanamosaya. Hallelujah. Hayatatonamashami. He come to Yarabase. All the Yarabase. Nation of Maya, Asha Tona Masin Tanto Tere de Bosia, Eterabashimia Haya. Hallelujah. God forgive me. You should taste it from the Mehea. He conned a Moshanda. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujahme. He conned Terebasia. He shunned the Torobashima. He shunned the Bashanda. Do the Bashande, the Taya Tada Tato Lafi. Aya Tony, me and Tishanda Tava. Nesha told me. He can't do the Mashan and no itishan there. Hiya Tana Mashanda do Tasita. Hiya Tari Sikonde Ahoya. Etano Moshimia here. Ni Kandi at the Bashanda. Hallelujah. He can do the Boshama. Hey, hey. The things. He shot the Boshanda. He can do the red. He can do the Shadabosa. Yes, Shadabosa. Yes, Shadabosa.
Yes, Lord. Yashandara Mosia Haya. Ishanamaya, Nation of Maya. Ishandara Zokoya de Besia. Ura Basia. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Ishara Basia. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Jesus. Yes, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, God. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
Thank you. Bataramatia
Potoroshana. Isandora da Visia Tonelebese. Econ the Ramasaya, Dutta Tabashama. Econ the Tete Sicante Terravasia. Isandaruhoya, Nation of Maya. Isataravasia. Yes, Lord. Econ the Toro Tarabasham, see a higher. Nation of Maya, Allah Vasio. Jesus is Lord. He has a motion to the glory of God the Father. It should have all seen him as yet. He can't take care of the ocean. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. The blessed over Shana. Yes, Lord. Hasharabase. The Lord shall fight for you. Ye shall hold your peace. Exodus 14:14. Yes, Lord. Yes. Thank you, O God. Yes, Sharabose. Yenamasiatune. Hallelujah. Ishada da Bosia, Mamasaya. Ena Babasia. Nishanamaya, Nation of Maya. Ababasia, Tunut, Akaine Masse. Ena Babshama, Eroya. Erabasia. E condiara Masaya. Allah Raho de Shame. O Rah Raha Meshame. O Rah Rasan Tunonakia. Unetanakia. Unutanakia. Ahala Bashama, Nation of Maya. He can let the Toroya. Hallelujah. A Tanusia Tameshama. Nation of Maya. Mudamabasia,
Yes, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Atana Mashima. Ikandia Messiah. Ishandia Damase. Ola Babasia. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Isantonea Mababasia. Inaposhamea. Nation of Maya. Ishandere Tohoya. Ahayuti Namase. Nation of Maya. Ishonada Edese. Othona Mamasia Haya. Ishana Mabobosia Tanishana Mamase. Aya the Boshambe. Iko Tananasha. Ishana Mosia. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. That's Shota the Dia. Othona Mashama. Ikandia Ramase. Ura Hasia. Nation of Maya. Ikanda Dotoya. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Ashad Amaya, Nation Amaya. Thank you, Lord. Yeshanabosia. Hallelujah. Edidorobosi, Sinamoshama Antanakea. Ikonatanatanota Bashande, Isanatorea. Yes, Lord. Ikande Shotanonada Basia. Anadorobosi, Kirama Sandea. Obamavasia, the Messiah. Hallelujah, Eshana da 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 visi etona, alamasia, alamasia, deste shana, adere robose, ikandere robose, ishandere robose, yes, Lord, yes, adere shanda, te tere rabase, Psalm 75:1, ikote, tishanda, oye robasia, thank you, Lord God Almighty. Thank you in the name of Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Washadarose. Ikandedohoya. Ishanamasiti Amasaya. Nation of Maya. Anabovasi Dikedeha. Thank you, Jesus. Ikataroho Shamasia. Idunonashame. Oda Basia. Oda Basia. Oda Basia. In a Bashama, in a Bashama, a toy and a messie. Yes, Lord. I connected a Bashama here. In a Mabasia, Messiah. Thank you, God. Bless your holy name. Mutabo Babasia, nation of Maya. I condemn a Masse. Nashat hatata no more CBCA. Nation of Maya, Babasia. Ora Basia. Ora Basia. Ora Basia. Ora Basia. Anababasi, you shouldn't tene here. Thank you, Jesus. Atarabashan Lerohoya, Enabasi Shonotorohoya, Nation of Maya. Ehetsi Sisunoshame. E Kandia Messiah, Nation of Maya. E Shotarabasia, Nation of Maya, Nation of Maya. Atanabashin Turutunakea. E Shonarabaste, E Shonarabasia Messiah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Hold it up, Ashama. Bless your holy name. Bless your holy name. Thank you, Jesus. Bless the holy name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Bless the holy name of the Lord.
Minister Cabela, make sure your mute is off. Minister Cabela? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Om Brabaka Sanda. Hallelujah. Minister Camilla, if you can hear me, make sure your mute is off and you can jump in at any time. Kalamaso. Karan. Soromokusi bradehi sukurabaku yanda. Venoshanda kuyabusi kredeheshu kohoya makati. Seronoku yabaso toromakuhu yaba. Hallelujah. You can go ahead if you're here. Kamadaskolalabakusandalalabasi. Ekuna mahoshi telalabakura mahayadadabakuhusi kredehesi solabahoshi te. Tendolalamakura nimiasa kredeke sokuradikohoshi mekami ualadokusi yalabahaku yane. Akayano yambaraniku alalabahosandredeheshe keredikohosangra. Ishandora hoshambra bahashondora lahosi kredekehese kredeheshe kredebosha. Indola mahosi krebahaso toro oshambra bakosanda. Eshondala labakohosi kredekeso kohora basia sikanda bashi. Adioso kohora basia kiando oshikimikuwa vola. Ukuwabuwa se labakuwa sikredekeheso kredehoshanda. Esondoro kohoshimbile lebekohose kredeheshi kredama ochikineke. Eko shondola hosengre dehe shokre doko usigimiko oke yakana ekona osandola oshitela leke sokre doko hoshakre dehe se hashakre doko hoshambra bahashanda ero hoshambra bahoshokre oshakre deke he sekre deke sokona makayo to hoshakar eso kohora ma sokre doko shikre deke he sekre dehe se Eso krodo hoshanda oshambra bakusangro oshekredo esho ora bahashokredehe yoko osumekiro doko osimiridike oyomosoto esho madoko hoshindeleleke hesekredehe sheke haya bahoshanda lala kasonde hakredehe shendeleleke hesongre eke shokoro oshambra behe sokre dohosha Esokro oshite lala asoto oshekedere esokre deke esokre andola hosangre dehese oshoto hoshibo okura bahasakra dehesa ashandola laba hoshandola laba hoshike deheseke ero oshe para bahashokre deheshakre de okura masata ashandola laba hoshandola laba seke Hallelujah. 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 Go ahead, Minister Kamala. Ishanda.
Praise God. Oshamaredakasipiki Omanakasiki Ramamodisiki. Amara Buru Brakasiki, Rahaki Siki, O Madidididi Rakasibidi, the Hamadoki Siki, Umara Rakasiki, Ridididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididid
Giri di 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 Talking through us and to us today. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. And when we pray in tongues, we stand on a couple of scriptures. There's many more than this, but what we stand on is Romans 8, 26 and 27. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the heart knows what is in the mind of the Spirit, because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. So we just thank God. If anybody's experiencing any infirmities, as we prayed in tongues together today, the Spirit helps our infirmities. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You need some prayer. You need some intercession. Something's going on in your life. That happened today. Hallelujah. You got some things on your heart. Glory to God. The Lord was praying about those things on your heart and interceding for them according to the will of God. So we give him all the praise and the glory. Glory, hallelujah. And then now as we go into our interpretation, we look at Habakkuk 2 and verse 1. I will stand upon my watch and set me upon the tower and will watch to see what he will say unto me, and what I shall answer when I am reproved. Hallelujah. So this is our watch. Some people are 2 a.m., and we just happen to be 2 p.m., Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. Amen. Hallelujah. We're up on our tower. We're watching to see what he says unto us. Amen. And then 1 Corinthians 13 and 9 says, for we know in part, and we prophesy in part. Hallelujah. When the Lord gives us these interpretations, it's a prophecy. He's speaking to us. Hallelujah. And we all have a part. And no part is bigger than the other part. It may sound like it's longer, or it may sound like it's shorter, but it's all important. Amen. Every part. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And Deuteronomy 29 and 29 says, the secret things belong to the Lord our God, but the things revealed belong to us and to our children forever, that we may observe all the words of this law. Hallelujah. And I believe we all know now that interpretation is not a translation. And so you might have heard praying in tongues for the last hour, and you got two or three words. That's an interpretation. Hallelujah. You might have five pages. That's an interpretation. So whatever the Lord gives to you is an interpretation. If you didn't hear anybody pray in tongues, but something is on your heart, the Lord has laid something on your heart, a scripture, hallelujah, maybe even a song, that's an interpretation. And we need to hear that as well. Amen. So what we do now is those people who were speaking in tongues, they will give their interpretations first. And then we will open the line and hear the interpretation from others. Praise God. I want to say we had some special people praying in tongues today. Pastor Mom was in there praying in tongues. And Gabriel, hallelujah, he was all in it with us. So we had a 2-year-old and a 91-year-old. Hallelujah, what a range. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, praying in tongues with us on this Tuesday. Amen, and all of us in between, and we give God glory for each and every one of you praying in tongues today. Amen. We're going to open a line for, well, Minister Lane, your line is already open. Glory to God. And we want to hear what thus saith the Lord through you today. Amen. Minister Lane, welcome.
Amen. Good afternoon, everybody. God bless you all. For myself, I heard I love you, Your times are in my hand. And I heard, I have anointed you. For Minister Rachel, all I heard was nations are mine. And for Carmela, Minister Carmela, now, okay, I'm going out on a limb. I believe this is what I heard. You are ready.
Okay.
Forget the old. But go back to
say that one more time. Say that one more time.
Minister Carmela.
Minister Carmela.
You are ready. Forget the old.
Okay,
going back to me, God was doing something in someone's right knee. So I'll just leave that, say that he was healing someone's right knee. Touching someone's right
healing.
Knee.
Okay.
Amen.
Healing somebody's right knee. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I heard some healing too as I was praying. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Anything else?
Amen. That was it.
That was good. Thank you, Minister Elaine.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. All right. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. You'll hear what I heard, but I was hearing someone was being healed of a headache, and with a little detail that went with that as well. Amen. Okay, Minister Rachel, I'm checking my text to see if you text me. And you did. Let's see what we got here. Okay. I'm reading what Minister Rachel said. Minister Rachel and family, be still and know that I am God. Psalm 46 and verse 10. The entire Psalm 91, Romans 8:28 is in full effect, and Exodus 14, verses 13 and 14. Isaiah 53 and verse 5. Isaiah 54, verses 13 through 17. And Isaiah 55, verses 5, 7, and 8. Now, if you want the references on these and you didn't have a chance to write it down, text me and I'll send it to you. And the rest of it is, no eye have seen nor ear have heard, neither have it entered into the heart of man the things that God has prepared for them that love him and put God first and listen to all that I say. And God is in full control over all and around and about all of us. In Jesus Christ's holy name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. That was the interpretation through Minister Rachel and family. And, yes, this is being recorded. And actually, for all of you, if you look at the text that I sent you today, there's a link at the end of that text says Blog Talk Radio. That's the link to be able to go back and listen to this broadcast in its entirety. Amen. So you have the link right away. If you were not on the line with us, you could have, say, for instance, if you're somewhere and you don't want to call in, but you want to listen, if you press that link while we're on the air, then you can hear it. You can hear what's going on live as it goes on. And then later on when you click it, then you can you'll hear the podcast. Yes, you feel free to share that link with anyone. Free to share that link. No problem. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. The Lord had me to begin sending that link out like about a month ago or so. And since we've been doing that, more people have been finding us. Hallelujah. You guys have been sending that, sharing that link with other people. And so that's a blessing. Thank you so much for doing that. Hallelujah. Okay, we're at you now, Minister Camilla. I think your line is open, but I'm going to check and make sure. Hallelujah. So, Minister Camilla, we're going to hear from you. Okay, yeah, I'm opening up your line. Okay.
Amen. Thank you so much for having me. It was such a blessing to just be able to bask in the presence of God through prayer, and I appreciate that. I didn't hear anything.
Okay.
But it was a blessing just the same.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
But you know what? And that's okay. You know, a lot of us have been doing this for about three years now.
Uh-huh.
And in the beginning, we weren't hearing as much as we're hearing now in terms of interpretation. So just hang with us. Amen.
Yeah. And I've had like a lot going on, so I'm like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
I apologize for all
that. That's all
but
right.
I was blessed
we understand
to be able
too.
To be a part.
Amen.
I was blessed to be able to be a part, and it just felt so good to be able to pray amongst the saints. Amen.
Yes, it is. So, amen. If you, you know, if you ever have an opportunity, yeah, text me and let me know that you're available to pray in tongues, or if you, you know, choose a certain time of the month, a certain Tuesday of the month or something like that. Let me know. We'll put you on the schedule. And it's just perfectly fine if you just sit and bask. That works as well. Hallelujah. And after a while, he'll drop something in your spirit. Amen.
Amen.
We're living witnesses of that.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Minister Camilla.
Thank you.
All right. Okay, Minister Carrie, and it's open. Welcome.
Thank you. Good evening, everyone. Today, when Minister Elaine was saying, I heard my son, what he say, and no, the word no, K-N-O-W. Minister Rachel.
You heard the word
I heard,
K-N-O-W? No?
Yes, no. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Then I heard my Messiah, nation is mine. And the word mercy. Then a Minister Camilla, I thought I heard hostage. I'm not sure. I thought I heard it a couple times. Okay. And then when I was praying.
Wait. You heard hostage?
Hostage. I heard
me
that.
Too. Me
okay,
too.
Okay. Thank you, Jesus. I was going to say it.
Am I hearing hostages?
That's what
yes.
I heard.
That's what I heard more than one time.
Okay,
right.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Okay. And then when I was praying, a heart rate and shortness of breath, I felt that. And Psalm 23, and that was it.
Okay. You perceived shortness of breath. What was that?
Yes, a heart rate, and that heart rate produced shortness of breath, and then that was it.
Okay, so you perceived
uh-huh.
that, and then you heard Psalm 23.
Psalm 23.
So when you perceive the heart rate, like a increased heart rate. And
mm-hmm.
Shortness of breath, We thank God that what you were perceiving was God was revealing that somebody's being healed of that.
Okay.
The increased heart rate and shortness of breath. So we thank you, Lord God, for healing them right now in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Amen. Wow, Minister Carey. Thank you.
And the right knee pain, that was my right knee, my right, Lord, in that area on my knee.
Okay. So how's your right knee feeling right now?
It feels fine. I was up walking and doing some things, and that's where the pain comes in my right knee.
All right. And who was it? That was Minister Elaine who mentioned about the right knee. Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah. What God reveals, he heals. And we know that, you know, from our scripture that we read was that he's healing infirmities. Amen. Even while we're praying in tongues. So glory to God. Amen.
Yes,
thank you. Thank you for that confirmation of the right knee. Amen.
Okay. Thank you. Amen.
All right. Thank you. Hallelujah. Pastor Mom's mic is not on, but I hear her talking in the other room. Amen. Hold on, y'all. She's talking a lot. And it's me and Pastor Mom here today, so let's hear what Pastor Mom is saying today. Hallelujah. Amen. Hold on.
Pastor Mom. I want to go because I really didn't have a prayer on my face.
Okay, here you go. How about that? All right. Now, were you getting something in the spirit, an interpretation or anything?
Yeah.
Were you hearing something in the spirit?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What were you hearing?
Yes.
Did you hear anything from the Lord? Okay. I'll be ready in a little bit. Okay.
Okay.
Relax. All right?
Okay.
Okay. All right. Hold on. Amen. Amen. All is well with Pastor Mom. He's just the talking. Glory to God. Okay, so that's everybody who prayed in tongues. Then we see Pastor Price with her number one key press. Anyone else, if you have any interpretations, go ahead and press your number one key. We'll open up the line for you. Amen. We're going to open up the line for Pastor Price first. We see you, Pastor Catherine. Amen. And thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Let me get to a good place here. I'm going to, hallelujah, kind of tend to Pastor Mom for a moment here. But Pastor Price, your number one, I see your number one key. Going to open up your line in just a moment here. Okay, I don't want to miss anything while I'm multitasking here. So I'm going to get you all set up. Okay. Pastor Price, I'm opening up your line now. Welcome, Pastor Price.
God bless you. God bless you, Apostle. Glory to God. You know that we are on the road. We're just a few minutes away, Lord willing, from home, from the area where we're going to. So I thank God for that. I worship him and give him praise and glory and honor. I wanted to say before I give the interpretation, the Lord was leading me to say this very quickly about this, is that I was thinking about when Minister Camilla was saying about the interpretation. But earlier today, as Mary and I have been driving on the road, I was talking about how There was a time when I was in a church that they were training us many years ago, 40-some years ago, they were training us about the gifts of the Spirit, you know, the word of wisdom, word of knowledge, word ministry in tongues. And so they would tell us to ask for prayer when you speak in tongues, to pray that we might interpret. And so I began back then to do what God would say to do about praying that I would, every time, and even on the program, before I get on the program, I would say, Lord, you know, give me the interpretation that you want me to have, that part. And then put us in one accord, Father God. Let us hear. Let there be some confirmations as we go along. And then as we began, you talked about 3 years ago, how many years that we've been here on praying in tongues. Sometimes I would be a little ashamed because I had so much. And I'm saying, Lord, I got so much. But then he would tell me, Helen, I began to train you in this almost 40 years ago, Ellen. So just go on and do what I need you to do. Doesn't mean you stop it because, I mean, literally, if I wrote as much as he would have me to write, I probably would be writing pages and pages. But I'm so glad that I got a part that he has to write. And then I still go on and let him be able to do. So if something comes up, like I got a couple of phone calls while I was on there, so then he would still say, I've given you the part. That's the part. You share the part I gave. And I'm just so blessed today by the interpretations today because there were confirmations for me, too, today. I just laughed and laughed. Me and Mary here in the car, so we thank God for that. Here for Ministry Lane, I am not a man. Oh, I'm sorry. And hi, Mama. God bless you. Hola, si, la, sol, la, si, la, sol, Mama. Glory to God. I'm so glad you're on the program today. Glory to God. And Pastor Catherine, I love you. I love you. Glory to God. Thank God for you and every one of the saints in their respective places. Now, Ministry Lane, I heard I'm not a man that I should lie. I do all that I say, all that I say. I am the Lord who heals you. I deliver you, give you my peace that passes all understanding. I ask each of you, is there anything too hard for me, the Lord your God? Ha, ha, ha. No, there is nothing too hard or difficult for me, the Lord your God. I do all that I say. Miracles. They that do know, that was that K-N-O-W, they that do know me, the Lord your God, will be strong and do mighty exploits. Yes, my children, I am your Messiah, the Son of the living God. Keep your confidence and trust in me, the Lord your God. Then with Minister Rachel, as others heard, I heard nations are mine. I am working and moving, and yes, I do all that I say. Although the way may seem tough, and sometimes the going seems, and I'm sorry, although the way may seem rough, and sometimes the going seems tough, know, here's the K-N-O-W again, know that I, the Lord your God, makes the rough places smooth, the crooked places straight. I am your Messiah. Nations are mine. And then I was just laughing because Gabriel was trying to speak with his grandma during the time of prayer. Hallelujah. Yes, I do all that I say. Nations are mine. I do all that I say. You shall see. You shall know that I, the Lord, your God, do all that I say. That was with the young one that was praying. You shall go forth in peace with love and joy. The mountains and the hills shall break forth before you. Yes, I am the Lord, your God. I do all that I say. I do all that I say. You shall live. Then I heard, you shall live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. Nations are mine. I'm the Lord. I keep my word. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hold on 1 second, please. I'm coming. Let me merge these two together. You go call. Hallelujah. Don, I'm giving the interpretation, and you're on the merge call now. I saw you. I was coming up next, Don. Okay, so I Minister Rachel, I do all that I say. You shall live and not die. I declare the work and declare the works of the Lord. Nations are mine. I'm the Lord. I keep my word. I'm not a man that I should lie. I'm your Messiah. Nations are mine. I do all that I say. I see. I know. And yes, I do care. Put your phone on mute, Don. Yes, I see. I know. And yes, I do care. Yes, I do all that I say. Yes, I see. I am ordering your steps. I heard that word, ordering. I'm ordering your steps and the steps of the nation. You can surely trust in me, the Lord your God. Victory is yours. Then with Minister Camilla, I heard, bless the Lord, oh my soul. And everything that has breath praises you, the Lord. I hold you in my hand. I do carry you underneath. You are my everlasting arms. Truly, I'm faithful to you unto my word. I hear your faintest cry, and I will truly answer you by and by. Let your words declare, I shall not be moved. Let your words declare, I shall not be moved. Then I heard, I see, yes, my children, I see, El Rohi, I see, I know, and I said just for you. Hold fast, my children, to me, this is the Lord your God, and to my promises to you. Many of the afflictions of the righteous, always remember that I deliver you out of them all. Nothing is impossible with me, the Lord your God. You may ask, but how long, Lord? I say to you, my children, not long, and I shall and will perform my good word for you. Remember that my goodness and mercy are following you all the days of your life. Surely I am with you. I go before you, behind you. Yes, I am a great God and a great King. Things are changing rapidly, quickly on your behalf. Is your heart in your heart, my children? He said, wait a minute, behalf. In your heart, my children, know that I did. No, in your heart, my children. Oh, no. He said, in your heart, my children, get ready. Get ready. They're ready. Get ready. Get ready. Get ready. Gird your loins with the truth. Hold on, turning the page. Gird your loins with the truth of my word to you. The enemy has tried to hold one of you hostage. Listen to this, Holy Ghost. Listen to this, Apostle. He says, the enemy is trying to hold some of you hostage. But I, he said, I declare to each of you, the prison doors are open. No more hostage. No more. No more. See the desires of your heart coming to pass. Be by my strong arms and outstretched hand through Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior. Then I saw line upon line, precept upon precept. Then I saw a line of, a horizontal line of like gifts after gifts after gifts, a line of blessing after blessing are coming your way. Glory to God. Then Minister Carey, I heard, shall I not do all that I have promised you? Shall I not lift the heavy load? Glory to God. Hold on. Shall I not lift the heavy load? Shall I not do all that I have promised you? Shall I not lift the heavy load? I lead you. I direct and instruct you. Yes, shall I not do all that I promised? It is well. You shall say, rejoice and be exceedingly glad. Yes, I am swiftly moving the heavy load. Shout it out. Say, look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord our God is doing. I'm putting laughter in your mouth and dancing in your feet with shouts of look what the Lord has done. Yes, I heal your body. I touch your mind. I turn things around just in time. You're not like the world. You have me, the Lord your God, on your side, leading you, guiding you, providing for you, healing you, supporting you, going before you. Yes, rejoice in me, the Lord your God. You can surely trust me and lean and rely on me. You are not your own. You have me, the Lord your God, on your side. Hallelujah. Then I felt as soon as you stopped, and we stopped worshiping the Lord at the end of the song, at the end, I felt a pain in my chest, a pain, and I started praying. Whoever this pain stood for, whatever it stands for. And when I prayed, the pain in the chest lifted. So that's what I heard. God bless you, Apostle. And I'm finished. I'm going back on mute. Can you hear me, Apostle?
Hallelujah.
Hello?
Yes, yes. Getting my phone off mute. All right. You can hear me now, right?
Yes, I can.
Praise God.
All right. So
I'm going
to confirmations today. I'm going on mute now.
Confirmations. Unbelievable with that hostage thing. Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
I heard that word hostage. I did. But I saw Apostle, I'm going on mute. But I'm going to tell you, I saw like a line of you know how, now we don't believe in Santa Claus, okay?
We don't believe
in Santa Claus. We know he ain't real, but we know God is real and Jesus is real. I saw like something being pulled like you would have a sleigh, but it was like behind the sleigh was just gift after gift after gift after gift, blessing after blessing after blessing.
Hallelujah.
So I don't know what what that, but I know he says it's a blessing. That's his blessing. So I'll go on mute now. God bless.
Amen.
All right, I'm on mute.
Well, when you hear mine has a confirmation like that in it as well. Hallelujah. It was said differently, but there is a confirmation that goes along with that. Amen. So thank you. Thank you so much. Amen. That you rolling and out and about and still getting an interpretation. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Traveling mercies with you guys and angels continuously all around and about you. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. Amen. Pastor Catherine. Hallelujah. I'm going to make sure I'm all set up good, and then I will open up your line. So this has been such a blessing today. Anyone else, if you have any interpretations, if you have heard something and it was a confirmation to you, we need to hear that. Hallelujah. Because those confirmations, as we learn how to hear from the Lord and get these interpretations, confirmation is so important. So if anything has been confirmed, I mean, we three of us have heard about hostages. Okay? Three of us. So something's going on with that. Hallelujah. So any confirmation, press your number one key and let us hear the confirmation that you have. Pastor Catherine, welcome.
Well, praise God. Good afternoon once again, everyone. I had sent you mine, but I'll go on and say it.
Oh, did you?
That's okay.
Okay.
I'll say it. From Minister Elaine, I heard Ephesians 3:20. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that worketh in us. From Minister Rachel, I heard, nations are mine. Keep doing what I say. I think I erased my scripture here, but from the end of the earth, I call to you. I call my heart. I call as my heart grow faint. Lead me to the rock that's higher than I. For you have been my refuge, a strong tower against. But he answered and written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by the words that come from the mouth of God. And then I heard, the Lord gives us song to take us higher. Oh, and then I heard, order our steps. And but all must be done properly and in order, in an orderly manner. Then from Minister Camilla, I heard, why do you spend your money for that which is not bread, and your labor for which does not satisfy? Listen diligently to me, and eat what is good, and delight yourselves in rich food. And then I also heard the word hostage, but I was thinking about the hostages that was in Gaza, and I went to the scripture of Isaiah 61:1. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to bring good news to the afflicted. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and freedom to the prisoners. And from Minister Carey, I heard, but and it is written, what no eyes have seen, no ears have heard, the hearts of man imagine, that what God has prepared for those who love him. And I think I erased that one too. I should. Cry aloud, do not hold back. Lift up your voice like a trumpet. Declare to my people their transgression, to the house of Jacob and their sin. Okay, that's it for me. God bless you all.
Amen, Pastor Catherine. Thank you. Thank you so much. And wow, you wrote all of that out. Thank you.
Isaiah 58:1. I was on the text that I had sent you, but I should have been going back to my notes. Okay. God bless you.
All right. Thank you. Thank you so much. Pastor Mom is in there, and she's just for talking. I'm gonna go in there, and hallelujah. Amen. Thank you. Reverend Treva said she heard hope. Hallelujah. Amen. Still a good interpretation. Thank you, Jesus. You know, we may hear pages and pages, and then we, you know, hear one word, hope. Hallelujah. That's good. Thank you so much. Amen. Hallelujah. And Minister Camilla, I see what you wrote. Amen. Hallelujah. We pray over the hostages. The Lord was speaking to us about hostages. So, you know, what four of us have heard hostages? Amen. So, hallelujah. I don't see any other number one keys pressed, and I've checked my text here. So I'm going to read the interpretations that I have here. Glory to God. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. Good interpretation. Amen. Pastor Mom is really, really talking. Okay. Minister Rachel. I'm going to multitask and check on Pastor Mom, and so you talk. If I don't jump right in, just hold on for me, but I'm going to try to listen to you and tend to her at the same time. Praise God. So, Minister Rachel, I'm opening up your line now, in just a second here. I'm going to try to let me set everything up properly here, and then I'll open up your line and go and see what why Pastor Mom is talking so much. Praise the Lord. I'm almost here, Minister Rachel. Just a second here. Thank you, Jesus. Minister Rachel.
Hi. Oh, glory to God. I was just like, thank you, Lord, so much confirmation. Earlier, I was being attacked in my heart, and I was wondering what that was. I was with Gabriel and everything like that. And I was like, oh, no, devil, uh-uh. And I began to say, well, the Lord had me to begin to say out of my mouth, I shall live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. You shall not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. I was feeling pains in my chest. And I didn't eat nothing spicy, anything like that. And it's like when he woke me up and I was under attack, it's like, and also when y'all said hostage, he tries to take you hostage from past things. And when Minister Lane said, when she said, you know, the old, I gotta try to say it the way she said it, how did she say it, Lord? Well, how did you say it through her? Forget about the old, or didn't want to say it wrong, God, can yeah, just, and I know he told me earlier, let go of the past, forget about the past. So as I let those things go, take a deep breath and things like that, I'm no longer having any pains or anything like that. God did heal, and you, and what God said through you, yes, you were right. He healed those who have something with their heart, something like, you know, certain things, like being healed of the, you know, I take it as an emotional thing as well, because sometimes you be hostage in your emotions about certain things, situations that traumatize you from your relationships that you used to have with others who were supposed to protect you and things like that. And when God showed me, and I heard all the other stuff, He's been protecting me. He's been loving me. He's been keeping me healed. I have to keep my heart and mind on Him. He keeps me healed. I know that I'm healed. And the enemy can't touch me. He can't attack me. He thought that he was able to do it, and he thought he was going to be successful. The devil is a liar, and Jesus is Lord. So I thank God for the confirmation. I thank God for what he said in Psalms 46 and everything. And also, many are the afflictions that are righteous. The Lord delivered him out of them all. He had me actually read that some days ago. I was remembering turning into my Bible. When it was told to me that just keep on reading the things that he has said to me, like to remind myself of God's promises. It's going to be so many blessings that's going to manifest. I kept saying, God, when is this going to manifest? And I was getting really sad and discouraged. And the enemy tried to get you to be in despair, to want to die, to want to leave this world early and things like that. And I was like, no, the devil is a lie. I'm going to live to see the good of Jerusalem and the land of the living. I believe in God for many things, and I'm not done. And I can hear the song right now. It's not over. It's not finished. It's not ending. It's only the beginning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I got a lot of living to do, you said to me like a long time ago. God is saying that again to me. You have a lot of living to do. You just begun living. Hallelujah. So I thank God for life because of who he is in me, Christ in me, the hope of glory. That's why the enemy don't have the final say. God has the final say. God is real. Jesus is real. And he took the enemy and defeated him when the Lord took the keys of death, hell, and the grave. He gave us all things that pertain to life and godliness. Christ is in us, the hope of glory. The only thing that we need to be dying is dying to ourselves so that Jesus Christ can live even the more in us, no matter where we live, no matter where we are placed, no matter where we are in our spiritual world. He is Lord, and let him be Lord and continually. And we keep on giving him praise and glory that people will see Jesus and know that Jesus is real. And there'll be generations of truth told and seen before another generation that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. That's where God is getting us at. He's taken away all the phony belongings, those who wasn't living for him, those who were just making his name, just defiling his name, and we don't want us living in no kind of way, but only what you do for Christ will last. He's looking for us to just to live for him and to let him shine through us honestly and purely. Well, if only the pure in heart shall see God, and they're going to see and know that God is with all of us, and he has not let us go, and he will bring to pass everything he said. There shall be a performance of his word. Hallelujah. I notice, I believe it. I'm holding fast to this in the name of Jesus, because God has not, he has not forgotten us, and I know he hasn't. And I had to keep on telling him, you are defeated, and the blood of Jesus against you. The blood of Jesus is against you, and you see the blood. You see the blood upon us. You see the blood upon our children. You see the blood upon our health. You see the blood, and the blood of Jesus never loses its power. Jesus is Lord over our nation, our health, and everything, and the Lord God Almighty is going to reign. Hallelujah. And I thank you, Father God, that you, Lord, say live, and here we are living. We're standing. It is 11. In this 11th month, the 14th day in 20 and 23rd year, Lord, you hold our end from the beginning. You are our Messiah. You are our health, our all. And I thank you, Lord, our provider. You have truly let me know what the definition of a husband is. You are showing me each day, each second, that you will protect, that you will love, you will keep, you will hold us up, and you do. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. He showed up. You reminded me. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for all that confirmation, all that encouragement in our heart. Keep us, oh God, because we trust you, and we will put all our trust in you.
in the name of Jesus. Not only what we see, but we know what you're going to do, and we're going to see a manifestation of it, because you're not a man that you should lie, neither the son of man that you should repent. Have he said it, shall he not do it? Have he spoken it?
Hallelujah.
Shall he not make it good? Hallelujah. God said it, and that is enough for us. Thank you, God.
Amen.
And amen.
Thank you, Minister Rachel. Thank you for sharing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. I didn't have opportunity to hear everything, but I'm in agreement that you shall live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. And we just thank and praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That whatever is going on has ceased. Hallelujah. And shall not return. In the name of Jesus, and that your healing is sealed in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. By the
healing of
Hallelujah. Amen. 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 All right. Thank you so much, Minister Rachel. Hallelujah. God has put so much on the inside of you, and I'm just listening to him to see, we need to be partakers of more of what God has invested in you. So I'm listening to the Lord about you. Amen. So thank you. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. And I was tending to Pastor Mom, and she's doing just fine. Hallelujah. All is well. All is well. Amen. Amen. I think I read everybody's text that you guys sent me. Hallelujah. I'm looking at it now. And let me go to the interpretations that I have. I think I got everybody. The interpretations that I have, let me go on to that. Thank you, Jesus. Confirmation, confirmation, confirmation. Hallelujah. When Minister Elaine was speaking, I heard, I got to go back. Thank you, Lord. Previous interpretation. Okay. And I think it was even a confirmation in the previous interpretation. And what the Lord does with that is to the broadcast, or he'll tell me, he'll give me a word to search. And right now we have over 400 pages since the beginning of this year. So he'll give me some words, or a word, to search on that word. And then when I search on that word through all of our 400 and something pages, then he picks out the ones that I am to read as a previous interpretation. So today the word was truth. And back in January, on January 24th, this year, 2023, we had an interpretation. It was John 14 and verse 6. Jesus told him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come to the Father except through me." And the rest of the interpretation was, "Reject what is not of me, cling to me, my ways and my word. You will see situations and circumstances completely turn around as you speak my word with boldness. Even the very atmosphere will change. Hurt, harm, and dangers will fall flat at my word." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And then February the 28th of this year, Tation says, "Yes, I declare for you victory in advance. I'm your Messiah. I'm higher. I'm faithful. I do all that I say. Nothing is too hard, but nothing is and nothing is impossible. Have I not said it, and shall I not do it? Lean not to your own understanding. Keep your faith in me, and my words go forth in my name, go forth in my truth. Let me start over. In my word, in my name, march forth. In my truth, march forth. Knowing, that's that knowing, K-N-O-W-I-N-G, I am that I am is with you always. Remember, I am is with you, making crooked places straight, rough places smooth, exalting the low valley, bringing down every high mountain. The nations are mine. Hallelujah. And some of that came out today. Nations are mine. Victory came out today as well. Glory, hallelujah. Amen. And then when Ministry Lane was speaking, I heard, there is a sound in the spirit that you will hear. It will sound so clear that you will wonder if you heard it in the natural or in the spirit. I will let you know that you heard in the spirit. When you hear the sound in the spirit, you will know that it is extremely important to follow my directions to the letter. This will be the time and season of miracles, sent miracles. Ha, ha, ha. Miracles were mentioned earlier. This is a confirmation. Stunning miracles, astounding miracles, immediate turnaround. Now you see it, now you don't. Miracles. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Okay, and then Minister Rachel and family, nations are mine. Messiah. When a child was talking, I guess, I don't know if that's Gabrielle. When you walk by the way, listen to all I say. And then I saw a vision where someone was making a cup of tea and giving it to someone else. Now, this thing with this tea, it came back again in another interpretation, which is very interesting to me. Okay, and then I heard some scriptures. Now, I'm going to share the background of, like, what I heard was there are times where I will hear a word, one word, and then he'll say, well, look that up in the Bible, you know, because, you know, I have the Bible online right here. And the word I heard was mobilize. So 2 Samuel 17 and verse 11. I recommend that you mobilize the entire army of Israel, bringing them from as far away as Dan in the north and Beersheba in the south. That way you will have an army as numerous as the sand on the seashore. And I advise that you personally lead the troops. That's 2 Samuel 17 and verse 11. This is the NLT. All of this is the NLT right now. Also, 2 Samuel 20 and verse 4. 2 Samuel 20 and verse 4. Then the king told Amasa, mobilize the army of Judah 3 days, and report back at that time. 2 Kings 6 and verse 8. 2 Kings 6 and verse 8. When the king of Aram, was at war with Israel, he would confer with his officers and say, we will mobilize our forces at such and such a place. Hallelujah. All this is very interesting to me because all I heard was mobilize. And then it goes into all of these things about war and getting armies together and all of that. Isaiah 41 and verse 5 says, the lands beyond the sea watch in fear. remote lands tremble and mobilize for war. All right, that was Isaiah 41 in verse 5. Micah 5 in verse 1. Mobilize. Marshal your troops. The enemy is laying siege to Jerusalem. They will strike Israel's leader in the face with a rod. That's Micah 5 and verse 1. And after that, the Lord says, fret not, fear not. I am the Lord your God. Nations are mine. My order shall prevail. Confirmation, someone else said order. Someone else, and of course, nations are mine. My order shall prevail. It shall come to pass for my glory, my honor, and my praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Then Minister Camilla, the word that I heard, and I looked it up when I heard, I was hearing, seek my face. Psalm 24 and verse 6. This is New King James. This is Jacob, the generation of those who seek him, who seek your face, Selah. Psalm 27 and verse 8. When you said, seek my face, my heart said to you, your face, Lord, I will seek. Then I heard the word holiday. To that, streets are full of hostages. Free, released. Well, unharmed. This is all referring to hostages. Free, released, well, unharmed. Festivities. And here's this tea again, a cup of hot tea. And then healing of a headache on the left temple. Someone was some pain on their left temple, and it was healed. And then reward, big gift. And that's what I heard. I was thinking about how Pastor Price was saying all the lines of people and the gifts there were being given out, and I heard reward, big gift. Hallelujah. Amen. And then the last part of that one, I heard great God, holy God, more God, we seek you. Amen. And then Minister Carey, I heard shout aloud, Psalm 100 and verse 5, shout aloud, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. And very clearly I heard, as Minister Carey prayed in tongues, I heard, thank you, Jesus. She wasn't saying it in the natural, but I heard it in tongues. And then I heard the words ease in Zion. So I looked that up. Amos 6 in verse 1, woe to you who are at ease in Zion and trust in Mount Samaria, notable persons in the chief nation to whom the house of Israel comes. Isaiah 32 and verse 9, rise up, you women who are at ease. Hear my voice, you complacent daughters. Give ear to my speech. Jeremiah 46 and verse 27, but do not fear, O my servant Jacob, and do not be dismayed, O Israel. For behold, I will save you from afar, and your offspring from the land of their captivity. Jacob shall return. Have rest and be at ease. No one shall make him afraid. Psalm 9 and verse 14, that I may tell of all the praise in the gates of the daughter of Zion. I will rejoice in your salvation. Psalm, two more, Psalm 14 and verse 7, oh, that the salvation of Israel would come out of Zion when the Lord brings back the captivity of his people. Hallelujah. Let Jacob rejoice and Israel be glad. And when, as I was just reading, when the Lord brings back to my mind, when the Lord brings back the hostages. Let Jacob rejoice and Israel be glad. Hallelujah. Psalm 20 and verse 2. May he send you help from the sanctuary and strengthen you out of Zion. Hallelujah. Lord, we just thank you and we praise you. We bless your name. We bless your name for all that you have said and done today. Things that we have heard, things that we haven't heard, things that seem like we have figured it out, things that we can't possibly figure out, yet you are revealing. We thank you for it right now, Lord God. We give you praise and glory in Jesus' mighty and holy name. Hallelujah. Here you're listening to us, and you don't know for sure if you're born again or if you're saved. This is your moment. This is your time. John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. And what that is saying is that God loves you so much, he doesn't want you to go to hell. He doesn't want you to perish, but he wants you to have everlasting life. He wants you to live forever with him so he can love on you right now and forever. Amen. Romans 10:9 says, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Hallelujah. So he tells us how not to perish and how to be saved. Believing in your heart is making a choice to believe. You have to believe by faith. You have to make that choice. Because none of us was there to see. I live in Missouri. It's called a show me state. Well, this is not a show me thing. This is I'm stepping out by faith and I'm believing. And when I believe it, hallelujah, that's when I'll see it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. So repeat this prayer after me with all your heart. Yes, repeat this prayer after me with all your heart. Dear Lord Jesus, I believe you died for me, and God raised you from the dead. Forgive me of all my sins. Come into my heart, to my life. Be my Lord and be my Savior. Show me your way and help me to follow you. And now I know, according to the Bible, saved, I'm born again, and heaven is my home. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Thank you, Pastor Mom. I heard you repeating after me. Thank you, Pastor Mom. And all those who pray that prayer, who repeated that prayer after me, if you've never prayed that prayer before, that short little prayer means that you are saved, you are born again, and heaven is your home. And we want to welcome you into the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And we want to pray over you, Lord God, touch them right now, from the crown of their head, soles of their feet. Hallelujah. Every cell, organ, and tissue of their body. Go even into their mind, their will, and their emotions. And we thank you, Lord God, that you touch every part of them right now in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus. We thank you for it, Lord God. And we ask you to fill them to Ahayanda Shanda, to overflowing with your precious Holy Spirit and with power. Power to live right, power to walk right, power to do right, and even power to pray in their very own prayer language. Right now, Lord God, out of their bellies flows rivers of living water, and their prayer language is being released. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. We thank you for releasing their prayer language, their very own prayer language right now. In Jesus' mighty and holy name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And then we'd like to invite you to come learn and grow with us. We are the God in the Mist, Get 'em Radio family of broadcasts. Some of us, are new in the things of God. Some of us have been saved and walking in the things of God for decades. And still, we learn and we grow together. Hallelujah. So the way that you connect with us is through our phone number. Our phone number is area code 516-418-5699. That's 516-418-5699. And when you call that number at these times that I'm going to tell you when we have our broadcast, you can meet with us live. Hallelujah. Also, you can listen to our podcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And we have over 1,500 podcasts that you can feast on. Amen. Hallelujah. These are our broadcasts. Every Sunday, we have the East St. Louis Christian Center Church, where Pastor Mom is our senior pastor. I'm Apostle Barbara Kizzy, the apostolic pastor. We meet every Sunday, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. This Sunday, the 19th of November, 2023, is going to be our Thanksgiving service. Hallelujah. We're going to be thanking the Lord. Hallelujah, and just focusing on his goodness, how good he is, and how wonderful he's been to us, and we can't help but thank him. Amen. This Sunday, 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern. No, that's on Sunday, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. And then on Monday, we have our Bible teaching with Dr. Lorraine Navarro. She digs into the Word of God and teaches us how to dig into the Word of God as well. That's every Monday. Monday is 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern. Hallelujah. Dr. Lorraine Navarro, and we call it Lunch with Lorraine, Discovering God's Hidden Treasures. On Tuesdays, this is what we do. On Tuesdays, we pray in tongues, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. So if you are available to pray in tongues, even if it's sometime in the future, you know, like maybe the second or third Tuesday of the month that you're available, let us know about that. We'll put you on the schedule. Hallelujah. And you can come and pray for 15 minutes at a time. So on the Tuesday, we have those who pray in tongues, and then we have interpretation of tongues. Hallelujah. Where we hear what the Lord is saying. Okay, and then on Wednesdays, two Wednesdays of the month, we have two different broadcasts. One is the second Wednesday of the month, and that is called Prophetic Healing. God reveals ailments before the broadcast, and what he reveals, he heals. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. And that is the second Wednesday of the month. The next second Wednesday of the month will be Wednesday, December the 13th, so mark your calendar. Set your cell phone alarm. Wednesday, December the 13th, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. And our co-hosts are Elder Philip Hockey and his wife, Minister Linda Hockey. Hallelujah. And then we have another Wednesday night broadcast, and that's the Anointed Pandemic Baby, every fourth Wednesday. So mark your calendar for that. That's going to be a week from tomorrow, and that will be Wednesday, the 22nd of November. Hallelujah. Thanksgiving Eve. Amen. And that'll be 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. And so the Lord has just given us a charge to even pray for these anointed pandemic babies. They've made it through abortion. They made it through the pandemic. And here they are, newborns to 4 years old. and we have been praying for them and their parents. The ones, well, we're, Lord willing, we're going to have a couple on who have an anointed pandemic baby. When the baby was born, the baby had to have open heart surgery. And so I met the father, and he told me this baby is a fighter. And I believe that for all of the anointed pandemic babies, they are fighters. Hallelujah. So, Lord willing, we're going to hear from him on Wednesday, November the 22nd, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. Hallelujah. And glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. I know we're running a little late, but I want to play our show. Blow the trumpet in Zion. Get 'em Radio is celebrating our 11th anniversary. Glory to God. Every Thursday this month, we are celebrating. Yes, we've been here 11 years. Every Thursday. And so we have had wonderful speakers. The first Thursday, we had Apostle Patrice from Florida. Last Thursday, we had Minister Elaine. By way of North Carolina, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, wherever the Lord has her, Virginia as well. Amen. And on this Thursday, we have the wonderful opportunity to hear Evangelist Sylvia Samba from New Jersey. Looking forward to hearing from her. She is an evangelist to her heart. She's going to be with us this Thursday, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. Amen. So join us and celebrate our 11th anniversary with us. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. So as we get ready to close, I'm just going to open your lines real quick. If you have anything to say, go ahead and say it. Otherwise, put your phone on mute quick. Amen. Hallelujah. Opening up everyone's line. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Who said hallelujah?
That was me. I thought we was just going to praise God. My bad.
Hey, that's
sorry.
Always in order, Minister Camilla. Always in order. Hallelujah. Praise is always in order. Amen. Thank you, ma'am. And you hanging with us. Thank you so much. Anyone else? Hallelujah. All right. Okay. I hear you, Pastor Mom. Hallelujah. All right. We're going to go ahead and close out. Thank you all so much. God bless you all. Thank you all for praying for me and for Pastor Mom. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Shanda. Harabasi. Thank you, Lord. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we honor you. We thank you, Lord, for this special time together. Hallelujah. Thank you so much, Lord God, for speaking to us, speaking through us, formation. Thank you, Lord God, for releasing the hostages, who's ever being held hostage. Thank you for the releasing. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you for all of the wonderful confirmations. Victory, victory. in the name of Jesus. We give you praise and glory. And Lord God, we thank you, and we know by your spirit that when we take care of your business, you take care of our business. So we thank you, Lord God. Whatever we needed to do today, whatever is left undone that needs to be done, we thank you, Lord God, that you help us to be able to do that expeditiously and with excellence in the name of Jesus. Thank you so much for that, Lord God. And we give you praise, Lord God. And we give you honor. You are the Holy One. In Jesus' mighty and holy name, amen and amen. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. We're going to end with a song that's a lively song that is by Ty Tribbett. And the song is He Did It Before. If he did it before, he'll do it again. Same God right now, same God back then. Amen. Have a blessed rest of your day.
Back up where you had it. Hey, if he did it before, he could do it again. If he did it before, he could do it.
Not so to the ground.